I work at Pillar 5 Pharma. I'm an operator in the APA section, which means that we fill the bottles with eye products.
And how long have you worked with Pillar 5?
This is 3 years now.
How do you like it?
It's an interesting job.
Then how does that compare with previous work experience on your resume?
I was a machinist before, so it's definitely totally different from what I used to do.
How did you hear about it, and how did it come to be?
The job?
Mm-hmm.
I seen a posting online for Pillar 5. I applied through there.
Pillar 5 has an interesting history in Arne Pryor. It's been through a number of different incarnations, but it's good to see that it remains a big employer.
It is, and it's actually expanding right now, so I'm thinking it's going to get that much bigger in the future. Just adding more production, a couple more machines for production, just to increase their output.
As a rock star employee, I think people nominate any rock star employee because they exemplify characteristics that place them above and beyond the average members of the workforce.
I don't know about above and beyond, but it's just nice to be treated nice. Treat people the way that you think you'd want to be treated by them.
I guess you don't have too much dealings with the public.
No, I don't have any dealings with the public whatsoever, no. I'm inside and it's a sterile environment, so there's very limited amount of people that get to go inside there. But it's also to protect the product for consumers. You're talking sterile is basically kind of like an operating room where there's no bacteria whatsoever supposed to be getting into there.
So in a way you are dealing with the public.
In a longabout way, yes, I guess so. What we do make is made for the public in that sense, yes. But I don't actually see the public or anything like that, right? I just do the filling of the bottles and the operating. It's my job.
But you have to be pretty meticulous and steadfast about it.
Well, yes, there's lots of checking that goes on to make sure that our product is sterile. Lots of record keeping, that sort of thing. And just in gowning is quite a process to go through, too.
It'd take about how much time before you start your day and after you conclude it to robe and disrobe?
Gowning up takes you a good 20 minutes. Not so much when you're coming out because you're just taking it off. But gowning up is the whole kit and caboodle of washing your hands and everything. It's all done to a procedure, too, so everything's got to be documented what you do. You can't have any bacteria whatsoever getting in there, right? And being human is the biggest part of bacteria brought into the sterile environment.
Is it an occupation you'd recommend to others?
If somebody was to look at something that they think that would interest them, maybe so. Yes, it is interesting in that respect, but there is a lot of documentation that you must follow, and everything's strict because you are given guidelines by FDA and Health Canada, so they need to be followed pretty closely.
Okay, is there anything I haven't asked you that's important to describing what you do for our listeners?
I'm one small part of the job. I'm the operator that fills the bottles that will later eventually get packaged and sent out to different places that would sell them, like, you know, your Walmarts and that sort of thing. So what I do is pretty small in respect to that. But if somebody was interested in something like that, yeah, it's definitely something that is different. And it could be an exciting job for somebody.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.